Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 23, The Only Way to Become Free. Nrishutava Mayaya Brahmam Amish Vavagatya Vrishang Twayi Sadiya Abhave Dadati Bhavam Anu Prabhavam Katham Anuvartatang Bhavabhayang Tabayad Bru Kutihi Srijati Muhustri Nainir Abhavach Charaneshu Bhayam. The personified Vedas continue to pray, O Lord, the influence of time, past, present, and future, as well as the material miseries, such as excessive heat, excessive cold, birth, death, old age, and disease, all are simply the movement of your eyebrows, for everything is working under your direction. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, Mayad Yakshena Prakriti, Suyate Sacharacharam, Hetunanena Kaunteya, Jagad Vipari Vartate. All material activity is going on under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. All the conditions of material existence are opposing elements for persons who are not surrendered unto Krishna. But for those who are surrendered souls and who are full in Krishna consciousness, these things cannot be a source of fearfulness. When Lord Narsingha appeared, Prahlad Maharaj was never afraid of him, whereas his atheist father was immediately faced with death personified and was killed. Therefore, although Narsinghadev appears as death for the atheist like Hiranyakashipu, Narsinghadev is always kind and is the reservoir of all pleasure to devotees like Prahlad. Therefore, a pure devotee is not afraid of birth, death, old age, and disease. Sripad Sridhar Swami has composed a nice verse, Sansara Chakra Prakachaya Vidirnam Udirna Nana Bhava Tapa Taptam Kathanchit Apanam Iha Prapanam Twam Udara Sri Nrihare Nirlokam. My dear Lord Krishna, I am a living entity perpetually disturbed by the conditions of material existence, and I have been cracked into different pieces by the smashing wheel of material existence. And because of my various sinful activities while existing in this material world, I am burning in the blazing fire of material reaction. But somehow or other, my dear Lord Krishna, I have come to take shelter under your lotus feet. So please accept me and give me protection. Srila Narottama Das Thakur also prays like this. Ha ha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Vrishabhanu Sutta Juta Koruna Karoho E Bar Narottam Dasakoi Nate Liho Rangapai Toma Bine Ke Ache Amar. My dear Lord Krishna, O son of Nanda Maharaj, you are associated with the daughter of Rishabhanu, and so I have come to take shelter under your lotus feet. After suffering greatly in this material condition of life, and so I pray that you please be merciful upon me. Please do not kick me away, for I have no other shelter but you. The conclusion is that any process of self-realization or God-realization other than bhakti yoga or devotional service is extremely difficult. Taking shelter of devotional service to Lord Krishna in full Krishna consciousness is therefore the only way to become free from the contamination of material conditional life, especially in this age of Kali. Those who are not in Krishna consciousness are simply wasting their time, and they have no tangible proof of spiritual life. It is said by Lord Ramachandra, Sukrit eva prapano yas, tavasmiti cha yachate, abhayang sarvada tasmai, dadam ye tad vratang mama. I always give confidence and security to anyone who surrenders unto me and decides definitely that he or she is my eternal servant, because that is my natural inclination. Similarly, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Daivihi esha gunamayi, mama maya duratya ya, mam eva ye prapadyante, mayam etang tarantite. The influence of my material nature is insurmountable, but anyone who surrenders unto me can verily overcome the influence of my material nature. The devotees are not at all interested in arguing with the non-devotees just to nullify their theories. Rather than wasting their time, they always engage themselves in the transcendental loving service of Lord Krishna in full Krishna consciousness. Thus ends chapter 87, scene 23, The Only Way to Become Free. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.